Hi, in this video we're going to take a look at Azure Media Services. First, we will do a high-level overview, and then we got some demo. So let's start. So what is Azure Media Services and what it does? So the Azure Media Services is an underlying infrastructure. It consists of the fabric, the storage, and the compute, and the database. On top of that, on top of the services provided by Windows Azure, then we got a rich set of REST APIs helping us do the encoding, do the streaming. It might be an on-demand streaming or a live streaming. On top of that, we got the scheduling of the jobs, encoding jobs for different profiles. We got the packaging for different formats. And then we got the analytics and the content protection. Of course, you can add advertising on that and identity management. So as you see, the REST APIs that Azure Media Services provides is pretty rich. On top of the REST APIs, actually, there's a set of partners providing additional functionality and added value on top of the Azure Media Services REST APIs that you can use as well. So let's speed up a little bit. So what are the major parts of Azure Media Services? The content ingestion is one part of it. Then the encoding comes in place. And there's the packaging for different devices and different consumer types. And then there's the encryption to secure the media. And finally, the delivery. It might be a live content or on-demand content, and there is the delivering endpoints. The ingestion is simply you upload your content to Azure Media Services, and Azure Media Services uses a backend storage service from Windows Azure to store all the content in blobs. The files can be pre-encrypted in the blob storage. It's a secure HTTPS endpoint you are going to use to upload your content. There's network level peering for fast HTTP into Azure. Fast upload using UDP is possible as well. And you can use multiple storage accounts if you want to manage your assets with a decent separation. The encoding happens within the Azure Media Services. You set up encoding units. You can scale your encoding units according to your load, and you can encode your assets uploaded into the Azure blobs and have encoded copies in a separated storage account. Windows Azure Media Encoder right now supports a wide variety of encoding algorithms and codecs. And again, there's a set of partners that can provide you additional encoding alternatives as well. The partner SDK enables third parties to integrate and enable built-in encoders on top of Azure Media Services. So the content delivery is pretty simple. You got delivery units that you can scale. There's a guaranteed bandwidth for every unit. There's an auto recovery, underset failover. All this stuff is handled by Azure itself. You don't need to worry about it. And you can set up multiple origin support and scale independently over all these endpoints. And there's a CDN already built in into Azure that you can leverage, or you can use third-party CDNs as well. So that's the full story, actually. And the dynamic packaging is a pretty important aspect of the Azure Media Service as well. So if you go to and look at the back traditional model, so multi-built rates, MP4 piles actually get packaged into different packages for bigger packaging standards, and they do get stored in a separated location. But in Azure Media Services, we got dynamic packaging, which helps the packaging to execute it on the fly for different devices. So how does this really work? So let's go and see how it works. So right now on my management portal, I got a Media Services service account already provisioned. That's something pretty easy you can do through the new menu in here. And when you say quick create, you just set your region, you pick a storage account that you want to use with the Media Services, and you just need to give a name to your Media Services account, and that's it. So once the media service account has been set up, you can download a couple of sample projects which do the automation without the management portal. But right now, to make it easy, I will go through the portal. When we click this upload a video file button, we can select the file from our local system, or if we have a file in the Azure Storage already uploaded already there, we can pick that one as well. Just to speed up things, I have already a small MP4 file uploaded into Azure Media Services, and in this, as you see, it's in the content tab, it's listed. There's a sample MP4 source file. So right now what I'm gonna do is to encode this file to a couple of different algorithms. So I want to use the presets to create the packaging as well. I'm going to encode this file to HTML5 compatible packaging and the encoding. It will work on IE, Chrome, and Safari. So let's pick that one, give a new name to our output file, and hit OK. So the encoding job right now has been queued. When we switch to back to the jobs tab in here, you will see that there we go. There's a new job queued up. I can see my old accomplished finished jobs as well in this list, but there's a queued job and encoding task is just starting right now. So let's go back to the content, because I want to encode this file, the original file, to another encoding and packaging a preset as well. I'm gonna click encoding again, but this time I'm gonna select the PC and Mac version, and this will be a file that we can play with a Flash or a Silverlight plugin. So let's click OK and have this encoding job added into the queue as well. So right now I am on the free tier, so things are a little bit slow. I don't have any scaling set up. I only have the free. Let me go and show you that part of the portal as well. When I go to the encoding, you will see that I'm on the basic tier, and actually I don't have any reserved units for me, so I'm just using the basic tier. So that's why things are pretty slow right now, especially about the encoding. But still, it looks like the initial job that I have queued up is already finished, and right now I'm waiting for the PC and Mac version, and it says it's already processing. The file is a pretty small file, just for the sake of this demo, so that we can get things running pretty fast. So let's wait for this one for a second, and once we switch back, once this is done, when we switch back to the content tab, we're gonna see multiple files, because it will be our original file, and then we're gonna see an encoded version for the HTML5, and then we're gonna see another encoded version for the Silverlight and Flash plugins. So it says it's finished. Let's go back to the content tab, and hopefully we're gonna see three versions of the file, the original and the two encoded. Yeah, there we go. So and now I need to do the publishing, right? So let's pick this PC and Mac version, and I'm gonna click this publish button, and yes, I really want to publish this one. So the one publishing is done, which is actually completed already. So once the file is published, you end up having an endpoint for that file, so you can use this endpoint to set it up as a source to a Silverlight or Flash player, or just to test stuff. I'm just gonna click this play button in the portal, and the portal will launch a simple Silverlight player for us to test the content there. There we go. The file is playing. The encoding has been completed, and as you see, the original file was 5.6 Mac. The Flash and Silverlight version encoded is 3.1, where HTML5 version is 1.5 Mac bit. So this is how things work. Obviously, you can, right now I only use the management portal, but feel free to download the sample app and dig into that, because the sample app uses all this functionality through the REST APIs exposed by Azure Media Services. So you can automate stuff instead of logging into the management portal and uploading stuff. And feel free to go to Microsoft Virtual Academy to see additional courses there about Azure Media Services and dig much, much deeper than that. Hope you like it.